This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Bruce Chanoff later in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, plus your tax dollars at work, things that you ought to know that are going on in the world, conversation, the magnetic mind of Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, magnetic personality of Ken Kessler, and then there's the Dugger here. Jennifer has the ungabungas, so back tomorrow, hopefully she's spraying and gargling and doing those things that you need to do.
It's the old,
You think she's faking it? Maybe she just wanted to sleep late.
Yeah, she's faking it.
After Halloween, the weekend after Halloween. Yeah. She has a Halloween
party
every
Saturday.
Year. Saturday night.
Come on.
You buying this?
Speaking of fakers, the Supreme Court hears two cases today, including one that could impact foreign relations, issuing their order from the conference. Let's see here. The Supreme Court here, 1 hour of oral arguments in Zivovsky versus Kerry. Well, I don't know that about. This is High Court rarely delves into foreign policy, preferring to leave such matters to the Congress. But in this case, the Supreme Court will wade into the complex and often volatile Middle East conflict between Israel and the Arabs. Congress enacted Section 214D, Rich, you remember that, right, of the Foreign Relations Authorization Act?
214D.
The section provides that any citizen born in Jerusalem can request that the Secretary of State record their place of birth as Israel. Well, the legislation reflects the position of Congress. When enacted, the President said, State Department says, part of the ongoing peace efforts, they don't recognize Jerusalem as being part of any nation. So apparently somebody who was born in Jerusalem has requested the treatment, and there's a guy, citizen of Jerusalem, requests the Secretary of State to record their place of birth as Israel. Why this is important to us, I'm not quite sure. However, this is one of those things that is very, is it impactful to you and me? No. But it is indicative of the kind of case that goes before the Supreme Court. Pretty interesting. Okay, then later on in the morning, the Supreme Court will hear an hour of oral arguments in Omnicare versus Laborers District Council. This case involves lawsuits against companies that issue stock with misleading information in their registration statements. The issue before the court is what must an aggrieved investor prove to get damages against the company?
Good God, this stuff is...
Yeah, this is where you really need a lawyer. A real lawyer. There are all kinds of class action lawsuits involved in this thing. Anyway, I wanted you to know that your Supreme Court was at work.
Up to speed.
Yeah. Thanks. China in the news today.
I like Chinese.
You know that the economy in China is slowing down so much that there are those economists who feel, matter of fact, 57% of those who were surveyed expect China's decelerating economy to restrain growth around the world. It'll bruise the global economy, more directly affect Brazil and Chile, and also Australia, South Korea, countries that do more business with China than we do. Can you imagine countries that do more business with China than we do?
Doing more business than we do.
I don't know.
No, it's impossible.
It seems impossible, but you can imagine it.
There's nobody that can afford to do any more business than we do with them.
Mm. Well, apparently some countries are doing that, Richie, businesses as well. Here's the story. Shall we call this important news? Do we have that echo chamber? You haven't really said that. I want that echo chamber set up.
No.
Important news.
News.
So, there's a robotic penguin that has been designed to spy on real penguins. So convincing that penguins essentially talk to this robotic penguin as if it was a potential mate for their chicks. I want to know whose money was used to develop this.
Yeah, what are these penguins up to?
Yeah. Don't you want to know that? You've heard this penguin is so lifelike. But why? Huh? Why?
See, why do we need zoos now, right? We can just make robot animals.
Yeah, buy them at the store.
This whole panda thing where we spend all money trying to make pandas. I mean, it's a worldwide effort to try and create one panda every year.
Right.
Let's make robot pandas.
All right, let's see. Who else is in the news today? Nick Walenda.
Oh, this idiot.
Great, Gary. Remember the Walendas? The flying Walendas, they were called. Right? The flying Walendas.
The greatest of these.
Were the tightrope walkers. So Nick Walenda, great-grandson of Carl Walenda, is blindfolded as he walks the tightrope between skyscrapers in Chicago. No harness.
Why?
No net. Because you are certifiably crazy. Who
does he realize the only reason people watch him is because
they figure he's going to die.
Yeah, they figure he's going to hit the pavement.
Yeah. Oh, man. Whoo! Take a break for that.
But he made it.
Okay, yeah, he did. He's fine.
He's fine.
All right, let's see how your tax dollars are being used. Richie, you ready?
Yeah.
Ithaca College asked incoming freshmen this year to read Henry David Thoreau's Walden. After that, a group of students in the Department of Environmental Studies and Sciences got the idea to build a replica of Thoreau's famous cabin. The local code enforcement officer insisted that the cabin had to meet all the code requirements, including a sprinkler system. There you go, folks.
And wattage use.
New York State. And let's see, Ithaca, New York. It's a pretty good cause. I actually almost went there. Next item, animal control officers in Jacksonville fined Christine Hill $250 for dyeing her poodle's paws pink. State law and city ordinances ban coloring a dog's fur. Jacksonville, Florida. Denver police, through Officer Devin Sparks, that he had to defend himself after Michael DeHara tried to punch him. There's a video of this. Now all the police have their videos. Shows Officer, Officer Sparks. Here's DeHara talking on his cell phone when Sparks tackled him, beat him repeatedly with a baton, and slammed the car door on him. City Council settled a civil rights lawsuit for $17,000. The city's independent police monitor recommended that Sparks be fired. Instead, the police department suspended him without pay for 3 days for submitting an inaccurate report. He tackles this guy for no reason. Video clearly shows it.
Well, there was a reason he tackled him. We just don't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously thought that the guy perpetrated some sort of crime and was apparently wrong.
16-year-old girl told officials at Indiana's Muncie High School she'd just been raped on campus. They did not call 911. Instead, they held her in the principal's office for 2 hours, made her write a report on the assault. By the time the police had been informed and arrived at the school, a custodian had cleaned the bathroom where this happened. All right. I have one more, but I don't like it anymore. I didn't really like that one. But it's
just
proof
that there are really some dumb people on this planet.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com goes back to last Friday night, asking you how many trick-or-treaters stopped by your home. Richie, how many did you have?
Oh, wow. Pushing upwards of 100.
Really?
Wow. At least, yeah.
Well, you're in a big neighborhood. There are a lot of people all around.
700 homes, yeah.
Yeah. Kenny, how many of you stopped by your house?
I don't know. We went out. We left. We left.
You leave candy on the porch?
Yeah, we have a big witch's cauldron that we filled up with candy, and there was lots of candy left in it when we came home.
So
yeah,
I decided this year that I was not going to partake in the poisoning of our nation's children, and I was going to give out candy-filled treats.
What'd you do?
I gave away chocolate-covered Fiber One bars.
Did you? Chocolate-covered Fiber One
bars. Those kids were running through the rest of the neighborhood. Hurry up, Mom. Hurry up, Mom.
Uh-huh.
Gotta get home.
Let's get going now. Everybody's learning how blah, 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 blah. All right, a poll today at XFN.com asks you how many trick-or-treaters stop by your house. A, more than I can count. B, over 50. That would be Richie. C, between 25 and 50. D, between 10 and 25. E, less than 10. F, none. That's my answer. None. Zero.
Were you even home?
Where was it, Friday night?
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually were in bed early. Yep. Nope. We don't have people come down the driveway. Actually, what the heck was I? I think I was chopping corn on Friday night until relatively late. So, but we had to look. Oh, and that's the other thing. Now that I think about it, somebody was killed in one of the neighboring towns because they, you know, it gets dark earlier now, certainly. And this person was walking down the street, didn't have a light on, didn't have any indication that he was on the street, and it was by himself and got killed. That kind of stuff just amazes me that people will send out. This is a teenager. 18 past the hour, and good day.
Your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick certified service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick certified service. And now experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic Glint oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient doxylamine succinate versus control in a clinical setting.
Okay, today's sponsor is giving a free sample of their stress pill, Well Tabs, that's sweeping the nation. Over 1 million already sold. Because being a parent, working, or both is stressful, and Well Tabs can help you feel more relaxed, positive, and happy. And we have free bottles to try it for the first 50 listeners who call 800-642-5057. The powerful herbs and plant extracts in Well Tabs are used separately around the world to reduce symptoms of stress. And we have free bottles for the first 50 callers. Do you ever feel worn out, overwhelmed, or frustrated? Do you worry too much about money, your family, or what people think about you? The ingredients in Well Tabs can help you feel relaxed, stronger, and more confident, both physically and emotionally. So if you lead a busy life and want to feel less stressed, healthier, and happier, just call right now before today's 50 free bottles reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-642-5057. 800-642-5057. 800-642-5057.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, where's Jennifer when you need her?
This would be Beyonce.
Very good.
We'll give it away.
That's it.
A lot of these popular black singers, ladies, sound the same to me, frankly.
They do. Let's quickly move along.
Why is that not? That's didn't make any difference.
How can you even tell she's black?
Are you kidding? What are you talking about?
You can tell what color she is by listening
to
this.
I can. Beyonce, part of the story is Beyonce, you're going to put a couple of others up like Britney Spears so I can figure out whether she's white or black?
White chick, black chick with you.
Let me tell the story about Beyonce first.
Figure it out, okay.
Beyonce, surprising everybody this weekend, dropping her self-titled album last December. Now, the internet is convinced that she might be up to her old tricks and release yet another album in the next couple of weeks. Here's the evidence, Richie. A release confirmation and track list for a Beyonce Volume 2 album has been floating around Twitter. The memo includes 10 new songs, including new collaborations with Nicki Minaj, Justin Timberlake, Rihanna, and 11 new videos. Rihanna sounds just like Beyonce to me. And that's why I made the statement that I did. You can play with me all you want, but for me, anyway. And I can't tell you that Nicki Minaj, who also is a lady of color, I don't know that I could distinguish her.
Who's this? I don't care who it is. She white or black?
White.
She is?
Yep.
It's Rihanna.
There you go. See, I told you I couldn't tell the difference between Rihanna and Beyonce.
Yeah, but
do you have anything from Jennifer Lopez?
You knew Beyonce was black.
Right.
And you thought Rihanna was white.
Mm-hmm. What about
let's
Jennifer Lopez?
Another story here. Hold on.
Garth Brooks?
Yeah.
White guy, black guy. Can you tell by listening to this whether he's white or black?
I,
yeah.
I think the country singers are easier.
Really? Yeah. Garth Brooks took a nasty fall on Friday during a concert in Kentucky, crying out in pain in front of a lot of his fans, thousands of people at this concert. During the first show in Lexington, he hadn't been there for 16 years, he was performing his encore song, Tearing It Up, when he attempted to jump from the stage, but he slipped on a movie stage set, and he fell to the ground, and he went down hard. You could hear it, people said.
This is the
second time he's had to bite the dust during a show in the past couple of months. In September, he tried to do a jump in the air that found him falling on the floor.
You know what?
So why would you keep doing this?
I had this realization when I jumped on a trampoline when I was 44 years old.
Yeah, not the good thing.
And landed on my shoulder.
Yeah.
You can't do the things you could when you were 20 anymore.
I can still do those things.
Yeah. Right. And we see the effects of that. Okay, back to our game. White chick,
okay, white chick, black chick. Go ahead. We care about it. Katy Perry.
I don't care who it is.
Oh, you don't care?
I just want you to tell me whether she's a white chick or a black chick.
Black chick.
You're 0 for 2. Lady Gaga.
That's Gaga?
Right.
Oh, see, they all sound the same, like I said before.
But you said all of the black girls sound the same and all the white girls sound the same.
You know what? They do. All the black chicks and the white chicks sound the same. They all sound alike. Making a difference whether you're white or black, they all sound the same. How's that?
All right, hold on. One more.
White chick or black chick? White chick. That's a white chick.
That is.
So I got, what, 1 out of 3?
You got 1 out of 3.
Not bad. Thanks, Reedy. Playing along with us here on Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
Yeah, for the next day.
Yeah, white chick.
White chick.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-478-5413. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-478-5413. That's 1-800-478-5413. Call 1-800-478-5413.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains Bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
She can go to the bathroom out on the front 40. And until then, Ken, tell us about our video of the day. I'm very intrigued about it. It's called Nacho Punch, but I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. What do we see if we go there?
It's actually by a company called Nacho Punch. It's a fake movie trailer about daylight saving time, as if this was a big movie. It's a very satirical look at what a lot of people are probably going through today or yesterday, where you're showing up late. Or actually, I guess for the fall, you'd be showing up early and nobody's at work yet.
All right, let's listen to a few seconds of it. It sounds fun. Oops.
I thought I was late. Check again.
They call it daylight saving. They said it would help the farmers. They didn't expect it to destroy everything else.
It gets dark so early now.
We gained an hour, but we've lost light.
Wait, didn't we lose an hour?
No, we spring forward, fall back. Fall forward.
It's too confusing.
Don't you see what's happening? All the people are going to have to change their clocks back. We have to warn them.
Tina, you have to come with me.
Where are we going?
We're going to a place where daylight savings doesn't exist. They call it Arizona.
You can't run from this. Doesn't that up?
Don't you see? Daylight savings is just an imaginary construct.
It's daylight saving. It's not plural.
This is tearing us all apart. Too late.
No, remember, we gained an hour.
This is awesome. I love it. Odds are pretty good that you can identify with today's video of the day at DougStephan.com. It's a fake movie trailer. It basically is what many of us go through when daylight savings time goes into effect. How many of you started the day today not knowing that the clocks were moved ahead? Right?
You know, no, wait a minute. They went backwards. I was thinking about this yesterday.
It's a fall, what a fall back, spring ahead. So you go back an hour. We woke up yesterday morning at, we were supposed to be somewhere at like 6:30 yesterday morning. And I had set my alarm to get up at 6 o'clock. And we got up at 5.
But see, to my point.
Yes.
I don't have any clocks in the house anymore that need to be reset. They all
are automatic.
Yeah, I mean, who has an alarm clock on their nightstand anymore?
Me.
Well, I have my phone. I set my phone, the alarm on my phone, and I set up there. In our cars, in one of my cars I got to reset it, but in the other one it knows.
Yeah.
It's like it didn't even happen.
Uh-huh.
Because it happened on a Saturday night. I got up. Boom.
Right.
Now, tonight is when I'll really notice.
Yeah, right.
When the kids get home from school and it's dark out.
Dark. Yep. Dark. The latest news from Bill Gates is pretty impressive. He says he wants to end malaria in his lifetime, and he's going to give as much money as it takes toward reaching that goal, increasing his foundation's malaria program budget by 30% this year. How many of you think of or worry about malaria? Raise your hands if you do. Nobody here. But do you know that malaria and dysentery and diarrhea are basically the number one killers in the third world?
Mm-hmm.
Malaria is mosquito-borne. No more treatments because of the environmentalists. You can't kill, or it's really hard to kill mosquitoes. I was looking into a program on the farm because we have water here and there.
That's
because the cows, you know, the manure and stuff brings in, it attracts mosquitoes. But there's so many things that are attached to it, it makes it almost impossible to get it done. But Gates, God bless him, here's a guy, wealthiest guy in the world, who puts his money, although he still has plenty of dough, no matter what. But he spends tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars on things. Didn't he cough up 50 million or 100 million, he and some of the other people that are from that ilk, in order to fight Ebola? Didn't we have that in the last couple of weeks, Ken?
I don't know if it was him. Somebody did.
No, I think there were three or four people that did. He did.
But he gives tons
Zuckerberg
of money to education.
Did. Yeah, he does.
Zuckerberg, that's what it was. Yeah.
So good for them. More medical discussion with Bruce Schanohoff with us in a few minutes here on the Good Day program. Don't forget now, being prepared for tomorrow, for Election Day, is important.
You know,
don't take this lightly. This is serious stuff. You know what?
I talked to my mom yesterday, and I said, do you have everything you need to vote?
You have all the questions that are explained to her.
Do you know who you're voting for? Do you know where you're going? She's like, is that this Tuesday?
I thought
they told
us
it was. And I was like, no, it's this Tuesday. And she's like, you know, she lives in a retirement community.
Yeah.
So it's right. It's real convenient for her, just right down at the clubhouse type thing.
Yeah.
But I emailed her the links to her sample ballot. And I said, here are the ones that, you know, that you like and that you would want to choose. And she's like, what about this one? What about that one? And I told her all about it. Because she lives in Maryland. And in Maryland, it's actually up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And her vote will make a difference. So I wanted to make sure. And I said, take all your friends with you.
Yep.
Make sure that you grab your friends and that you go down there together. And, you know, she's like, okay, well, what about, you know, the judges? Do I need to vote for them? And I'm like, well, you know, let's look at this one and that one. But, you know, had I not spoken to her,
she would have not voted.
She probably would have voted, but she may not have known in some of the lower elections who to vote for.
Yeah. Got to look at those. All those. I just went through online during the news, and I also have two pamphlets that Meredith and I were using to discuss the issue, so we'll know what we're going to vote on. And she and I will not cancel each other out, as has been what happened before.
My previous relationships.
Relationships. We are on the same page for a relationship. That's one of the things, by the way, that makes this relationship as good as it is because of stuff like that. Not that you shouldn't
that you're not fighting over.
No, but I mean, we have that same. She's actually
become some wuss that just kowtows to whatever your girlfriend tells you you should think, like you usually do.
Thanks, Rich.
You actually got one who kind of agrees with
this
you.
This isn't just a girlfriend now. This is it.
Oh, okay.
But in the essence of what really matters, she may be a little bit more to the right than I am. I'm not really that, you know,
that's
I'm right
hard.
Center. Well, yes, it is.
You're like a shotgun shell.
Independent streak.
Splattered all over the map.
Yeah, right. Anyway, the Senate probably go to the Republicans, but will if it's just on the line, then Joe Biden, if there's a tie, that sort of cancels each of those votes out. Anyway, we'll see what happens. But please, just prepare yourself today, tonight, at dinner, discuss these things. If you have children at home that are old enough to vote,
or if you have your registered, who are a little
parents,
older.
Like Richie's saying, yep. Yeah, get them working on it. By the way, speaking of voting, the debate over legalized marijuana, medical marijuana, in Florida, this is generating a lot of talk, and it isn't just with younger people, although they think, the younger people in Florida, that they hold the key. The polls in Florida are expected to be flooded because of the medical marijuana discussion debate being on the ballot. But seniors are still, especially in Florida, the most reliable voters, and they may be the key to the outcome of it. There is polling. It's Amendment 2 in Florida, for those of you who are there. There hasn't been any solid polling. Seniors have been showing a level of interest in this initiative, and this is because they feel they may benefit from its passage. Here's one person who said, you get older, you get sick, you start getting diseases, your bones stop working, you're presented with this pharmacopoeia of different drugs that you have to take just through the day. To the extent that seniors can use marijuana to supplement or replace any of these drugs, I think it's a good thing, says the guy who leads United for Care, the pro-Amendment 2 campaign. There are a lot of these different arguments that I'm reading made by older people themselves, turned up at events across the state. I wonder if my father were alive, because he was a Florida voter, how he would vote on this. How would you vote if it was for you? There was a forum at Broward College this weekend held in an on-campus theater. They gave free pizza away to the people who attended, so the place was filled with students. The audience, well, there was a lot of students, but there also were a lot of far older people than was expected. Here's the story of a lady who pays $450 for an ounce of marijuana every 6 weeks to help her avoid painkillers that left her incapacitated. She worried that she would become addicted to some of these drugs. I wonder, she's 64 years old, or is. Do you get addicted to marijuana, though? I'm still not clear on that. Is marijuana addictive?
Yes.
It is. So how is it any different than some of the other drugs that you become addicted to? One would wonder. I should ask Bruce that, maybe, huh?
They just had some tests released last week talking about how the marijuana of today is stronger and more potent than the marijuana of the 60s generation.
The supporters for Amendment 2,
and
Richie.
How it's affecting their brain cells.
Any of these, I'm looking at a list of all of the various and sundry support mechanisms and straw polls, and stuff, 4-1 in favor among seniors. Seniors are sick and tired of taking pharmaceuticals that have a list of side effects that look like something out of a Stephen King novel, said one woman in Delray Beach. Where people going to Colorado to see if they can buy marijuana, here's a woman who's got Parkinson's disease. Wow. She got it, and within 20 minutes she felt better than she had in years. Woo! There's a powerful argument for that, isn't it, huh? Well, see how that. As much as the outcome, Kenny, remind me on Monday. I mean Wednesday, will you please? If we can have a list of some of these important questions, sure, along with the results of the voting for some of the people, it would be instructive, I think, to see where the controversies settle in. 15 before the hour, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff takes us between the lines in medicine in a moment here on Good Day.
So much has changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We weren't attached to our smartphones like today. Smartphones didn't exist. If you wanted to talk to someone, you just hollered out your back door. Hey, Darla, want to go steady? No chance? Okay, then. We had no privacy. But hey, with Geico, we always had good car insurance.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
An overwhelming majority of Americans fail to eat the recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables. And while factors such as cost and convenience may contribute to low consumption, a recent study by the University of California, Davis revealed one simple solution, frozen. Dr. Diane Barrett is with the University of California, Davis.
We evaluated the nutrient content of 8 popular fruits and vegetables, both fresh and frozen. Our results show that the frozen fruits and vegetables are most often nutritionally equal to, and in some cases better than, their fresh counterparts. That's because freezing is simply nature's pause button. Frozen fruits and vegetables are picked and frozen at their peak ripeness, which locks in the nutrient value. Frozen produce can play an important role in helping Americans easily add more fruits and vegetables to their diets to meet daily recommendations.
The study was conducted in partnership with the Frozen Food Foundation. For more information, visit frozenfoodfacts.org.
I like facts. I like information. I think it's helpful for you to know what's going on in the world, and not necessarily just the headlines and the stories everybody's talking about, but things that are going on that affect you that are actually not necessarily top-of-mind items. That's one of the reasons I cherish my relationship with Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who joins us every week at this time, to feature medical news that you have not heard, or maybe an interpretation of a story that is the real story, not what you're getting in the regular news media. His website, 818newback.com, that's 818, the number, newback.com, has a focus on some of these stories, as well as an overview of his chiropractic concern, which includes these beds. A week from today, I'm hoping I'm going to see you and you're going to put me on the rack.
We will do that.
Call it a rack. Yeah. What is it really? Call it a rack.
It's called a DRX-9000. It's
right.
A non-surgical spinal decompression system. It's a big machine for helping people with herniated and degenerative disc conditions.
Right, which is what I'm going through now with my L4 and L5. It's interesting because my chiropractor here in Massachusetts says, what is it? He wanted to know because I didn't know what it was, but I know he meant, what did you say? It was a D-something X-9000?
DRX-9000 is the machine I use.
That's what he said was the best one. He said that was the best one.
It's one of the best, yes.
DRX-9000. All right. So next week when I'm there, we'll talk about the following week what actually I experienced when I'm there on the machine because I've never done this before. All right. In the meantime, what have you found between the lines this weekend?
Well, you know, we have an election tomorrow, and far be it from me to ever discuss anything political, but we have a Proposition 46 in California,
mm-hmm.
And Prop 46, there have been nonstop no commercials on this prop.
No commercials. People wanting you to vote no for it.
Yeah, they're just spending like crazy to try and block it. But basically what the bill is, it's a medical malpractice bill, and it has a public safety kicker, if you will. And what it will do, very specifically, is it will raise the current $250,000 limit on pain and suffering in medical malpractice cases to $1.1 million, with future increases based on inflation. And then the public safety kicker is that it also requires drug testing for certain medical specialties, like, you know, probably emergency room doctors, surgeons.
You mean drugs
like that.
Drug testing for people who are serving, providing the service?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so to go back to the, you know, the concern about raising the pain and suffering and tort reform and, oh, God, all these, you know, these lawsuits cost us so much money. The fact is that the Harvard School of Public Health in their study said that all malpractice costs, including the cost of the premiums, the cost of the payouts, everything, only amounts to 2.4% of all health care costs. So we're not talking about, you know, that somehow our health care bills are going to skyrocket. But imagine how you would feel if you were the victim, you were the patient, and you had gone in, say, for some kind of a nasal surgery, and they rolled you into the wrong room and amputated both of your legs.
Ah.
And these kind of things have happened.
Yeah.
How would you feel finding out that $250,000 is the maximum you're going to receive for pain and suffering for, you know, the rest of your life?
So who's behind the no vote? The doctors, the insurance companies? Who's behind those?
The I think that doctors largely in this case, because it's mostly medical organizations, because they, you know, well, that's, you know, violating our constitutional rights to drug test us. Well, sorry, that, you know, that genie's out of the bottle. We test pilots, we test drug drivers, we test police, we test many occupations.
If you're in California, vote yes on question two. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and also kind of think, when you see unending TV ads with big, big bucks on,
you know that you need to vote the other way. Dr. Bruce Chernoff, 818newback.com is his website. Thanks, Bruce.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Can you wag a dog?
It's 53 at the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
You can never tell anyone you did this.
What can they do to me?
They come home to your house and kill you.
All the way downtown.
Well, wag the dog.
This is politics. That is finest.
This is where the rubber meets the road.
Can we go now, please, people? A good plan today is better than the perfect plan tomorrow.
Robert De Niro, I believe Dustin Hoffman was in this movie too, Chucker, wasn't he? Wag the dog.
Wasn't that just his voice?
Yeah, it was, I think.
This is
him. Can we go now, please, people? A good plan today is better than the perfect.
That's De Niro's voice.
This is politics. That is finest.
This is where the rubber meets the road.
That's him.
That's Denzel.
Denzel.
We can play black actor, white actor, Richie.
You're really having a good day on the white and black today, aren't you?
All right, so that's Mark Knopfler. Why Knopfler is in what group? Why did that just go right out of my mind? Dire Straits. That's it. Okay. Wag the Dog. The movie Wag the Dog was number one during this weekend in 1997. Good flick about politics and appropriate for this political week. Chuck, are you all set to vote tomorrow?
I am, Doug.
Yep, you got everybody. You got all the issues figured out. You know who's voting, who's running for this and who's running for that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
For the most part.
All right.
Now, Chucker will cancel out our votes.
No, he can only vote once, so he'll cancel out only
your
one
vote.
Of our votes. Yeah, no, hopefully, you know, we got Meredith to back up my votes. All right, so we have box office totals. I went to see Judge last night.
What do you think?
I thought it was one of the most excellent movies that I have seen for a long time, realizing that Downey wanted to make this movie, wanted to tell the story. De Niro and he together were absolutely superb. I thought...
Duval.
What did I say? Oh, Duval. Right. Yeah, yeah. I thought Vera Farmiga. I sat there. Mary, who is? I know this lady. Who is this lady? Vera Farmiga. I never can pronounce it. Is it Farmiglia? Farmiga. She was very good in it. There were just so many lessons in this movie. Ken Howard was the judge. Man, has he put on a lot of weight. But it's just an important story, or at least, you know, from the story point of view, I thought it was an excellent film. You've seen
and
that.
And surprisingly, it's really slipped through the cracks at the box.
Yeah, it hasn't done well at all.
It's performed in a big-time way.
Yeah, no, but it's a good story. Any of you get a chance to see it, it has my recommendation anyway. In a moment, we'll tell you the stories of what won and lost or did well and didn't do well so well at the box office. There were three Halloween movies, so let's see how they stack up in a moment here on Good Day.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything, and you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free CD that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-961-3486. Call 1-800-961-3486 for your free CD. 1-800-961-3486. 1-800-961-3486.
Hi, Chugger. Just before you get to your box office totals, we have a story today at DougStepan.com about four Utah National Guard soldiers being disciplined for their unauthorized involvement and use of a military vehicle in a movie, a bikini film shoot. they're going to get, they used a big tank somehow or other. There was a movie being shot and they needed a tank or something. So they put these women into the tanks and allowed them to shoot the guns and stuff like that.
I have a feeling that movie's not going to make the top 10, but
probably
I'm going to give it my top 5.
Top
Halloween,
5.
Halloween weekend, Doug, was only one new release weekend, was primarily slow. Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal, number one, 10.9 million. I will say this, Doug, this is the best film I've seen this year.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Jake Gyllenhaal was absolutely terrific. It's like Taxi Driver meets Network. Interesting thing is Jake Gyllenhaal is now 33. Robert De Niro was 33 when he did Taxi Driver. Mm-hmm. This is an outstanding movie, a movie they don't make this type anymore. I say give Jake Gyllenhaal the Oscar. He was that good. I highly recommend it. A 9.5 out of 10.
Wow.
Horror film, Ouija plays second, 10.8. Fury with Red Pitt, 9.1. This film has had legs. 60 million in 3 weeks. Gone Girl, another film with a lot of legs. 8.8, 137 million in 5 weeks of release. And The Book of Life ran out the top 5.
All right, good job, Chucker. I still said the most important story was the bikini film shoot. 59 at the hour on Good Day.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys' Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.